KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Towne help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute. Here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Atlantic Collision Center, 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, lots of high school sports around the area last night. Let's start with high school wrestling. In a double duel in the Hawkeye 10 last night, it was Atlantic defeating Harlan 47-24. Atlantic also down Denison 70-12. Harlan beat Denison 66-12. Also last night in double duel action, it was AHST over Panorama 48-34. Riverside beating AHST 57-21. Riverside over Panorama 60-24. Another double duel saw Audubon beat Coon Rapids Bayard 52-24. Audubon beat Exira EHK 54-20, and Coon Rapids Bayard topping Exira EHK 60-18. Also last night, it was Logan Magnolia beating Griswold 69-5. Underwood beat Griswold 46-15. Creston defeating Red Oak 63-16. Creston over Shenandoah 72-0. Red Oak beat Shenandoah 57-18. Clarinda beat Missouri Valley 76-0. It was Clarinda over Tri-Center 53-27, and Clarinda beating Southwest Iowa 72-9. Also, Abraham Lincoln topping St. Albert 53-24. Thomas Jefferson beating Abe Lincoln 42-33. Thomas Jefferson beat St. Albert 60-21. It was Lewis Central over Abraham Lincoln 55-18. Lewis Central topping Thomas Jefferson 38-27. Lewis Central over St. Albert 63-14. Bedford Lennox beat Clarinda Academy 42-33. Bedford Lennox over East Union 54-9. East Mills beat Bedford Lennox 48-34. It was East Mills over Clarinda Academy 54-19, East Mills over East Union 72-6. Mount Air beat Van Meter 60-18. Southwest Valley over Mount Air 39-24, and Southwest Valley beating Van Meter 42-27. Also, Kemper Catholic down Prairie Valley 46-30, while Northwest Webster beat Kemper Catholic 52-24 last night in high school wrestling. In high school girls basketball play last night in Hawkeye 10 conference action, a game heard here on KJAN. Kemper Catholic rushed out to a 16-0 lead. They were up 20-2 at the first quarter break, and they went on to a 50-24 win over Atlantic. Also, Clarinda beat Creston 53-46, Glenwood over Red Oak 64-53, Lewis Central topping Denison 53-36, Shenandoah beat St. Albert 41-37, Harlan a non-conference winner 88-22 over Carroll. In Western Iowa Conference play, Griswold beat Audubon 46-44, Missouri Valley topping Riverside 61-45, Trainer beat IKM Manning 64-55, Tri-Center over Logan Magnolia 61-20, Underwood beat AHST 39-33. In girls Rolling Valley Conference play last night, it was Adair Casey over West Harrison 69-29. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Bowyer Valley 50-24. Exira EHK, a 56-36 winner over Charter Oak Ute. Woodbine downing Cam 49-41. It was Arweva over Peyton Sherdan 61-51. Also last night in girls hoops, Nottoway Valley beat Lennox 59-33. Panorama, a winner over Earlham 70-45. Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Abraham Lincoln 51-34, while West Central Valley, a winner over Guthrie Center, 61-57. In boys basketball last night at Hawkeye 10 conference play, Kemper Catholic, a winner over Atlantic by a final of 65-48. Glenwood topping Red Oak 82-55. It was Lewis Central over Denison 57-46. And in non-conference play, Harlan, a 67-51 winner over Carroll. In Western Iowa Conference boys play, Griswold got by Audubon 44-20. It was Trainer over IKM Manning 54-52. Tri-Center beat Logan Magnolia 78-57. Underwood topping AHST 54-43. Missouri Valley defeating Riverside 66-50. In boys Rolling Valley Conference play last night, it was Cam over Woodbine 58-46. Exira EHK beat Charter Oak Ute 57-52. Arweva topping Peyton Sherdan 56-46. Coon Rapids Bayard a 48-38 winner over Bowyer Valley, while West Harrison beat Adair Casey 76-50. Also around the region in boys basketball, Bedford over Southwest Valley 68-60. Abraham Lincoln topping Sergeant Bluff Luton 77-68. Nottoway Valley beat Lennox 69-41. 21. In Boys Corner Conference Tournament quarterfinal round play last night, it was East Mills beating Essex 67-44. Fremont Mills topping Clarinda Academy 70-60. Heartland Christian beat Nishnabotna 60-53. And it was Sydney over Stanton by a score of 63-41. Well, things went from bad to worse for the Iowa State women last night. The Cyclones connected on just 31% from the field, and that included just 15% from three-point range in a 75-54 loss to Oklahoma in Ames.
It's embarrassing the way we shoot it. It's embarrassing that we have people who don't want to shoot it. We can't play the game with Nikki on the bench in foul trouble, and certainly Hallie being in foul trouble kills you, because that's our only interior option, and she's struggling.
That's ISU coach Bill Fennelly. It was the Cyclones' fourth straight loss as they dropped to 3-4 in the Big 12.
We just got to find a way to get tougher. We're I'm not gonna lie, we're a little bit lost right now as to what to do with them. There's not a lot of things to say. I mean, it's just, when you're missing the shots that we're missing, everything goes bad.
The Cyclones are 14-4 overall on the season. Next up will be a visit to Texas Tech. Well, third-ranked Michigan State had trouble shaking Indiana before they picked up their 11th consecutive victory last night. Gary Harris scored 20 of his 24 points in the second half, helping the Spartans hold off the Hoosiers 71-66. Michigan State put together a 10-2 run to go up 62-52 with 4:29 left, but the lead was down to 3 points with 14 seconds remaining before Travis Trice hit a couple of free throws to clinch the victory. Elsewhere in the top 25 last night, number 14 Kentucky whipped Texas A&M 68-51. Also last night, number 20 Pittsburgh was a big winner over Clemson 76-43. And Jonathan Holmes drained a three-pointer at the buzzer, giving Texas a 67-64 win over number 22 Kansas State. Well, the 10th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes are on the road in Big Ten action, taking on Michigan tonight. The Wolverines tumbled out of the top 25 with 4 non-conference losses, but they've raced out to a 5-0 start in the league race, and much of the reason is the play of sophomore guard Nick Stauskas.
He's athletic. He's got a great handle. He can go off the dribble. He moves without the ball, and he's a gamer. So I just think he's doing more of it this year.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Stauskas leads the Wolverines with 18 points per game. He's shooting 44% from three-point range.
Well, the other thing is, he shoots it off the dribble. He's not a catch-and-shoot. He's not standstill from that range you're talking about. He can hit a step-back three, off a double crossover. If you don't find him in transition, it's almost automatic. But when you run at him, he can put it on the deck. And that's the way the great ones play.
Michigan coach John Beilein says the Wolverines have also needed to adjust to the loss of sophomore center Mitch McGarry.
Now it's just there's just consistency, and people are in their roles, have been in their roles now for over a month. It's been 5 weeks since he played a game. So we've had 5 weeks to just get a rhythm among who's playing and where they're playing, how they're playing, and who we're playing.
Iowa's 4-1 in the Big Ten, and the Hawkeyes have won only 2 of the last 12 meetings in that series with Michigan. We'll have the game for you tonight here on the radio. Pregame coverage getting underway at 5 o'clock. Tip-off set for just after 6 here on KJAN. In the NBA last night, Miami beat Boston 93-86, Brooklyn over Orlando 101-90, Oklahoma City beat Portland 105-97, Sacramento down New Orleans 114-97, and Minnesota 112-97 over Utah. In the National Hockey League last night, Florida beat Buffalo 4-3, Columbus over Los Angeles 5-3. The New York Islanders beat the New York Rangers 5-3. Ottawa topping Washington 2-0. New Jersey beat St. Louis 7-1. Dallas over Minnesota 4-0. Toronto beat Colorado 5-2. Vancouver over Edmonton 2-1. Winnipeg beat Anaheim 3-2. And Carolina at Philadelphia was postponed due to snow last night. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law, sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute, here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Atlantic Collision Center, 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
In football news, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is concerned that extra point kicks after touchdowns are getting too automatic, so he's thinking about possible changes to, he thinks, add some excitement to the game. Goodell suggests perhaps making a touchdown worth 7 points, with teams having the option to run a play for another point. But if they fail on that play, then that would cost them a point. The success rates for extra point kicks this season were nearly 100%. Falcons tight end Tony Gonzalez has been named to his 14th Pro Bowl as a replacement for San Francisco's Vernon Davis. Gonzalez already has announced that he'll retire after this season. Also, Washington Redskins linebacker Brian Arakpo is going to the Pro Bowl. He'll replace Niners linebacker Ahmad Brooks. And in baseball news, several angry Major League players wanted Alex Rodriguez kicked out of their union after he sued them last week, but staff lawyers told them expulsion was not allowed. The players spoke January 13th during a Major League Baseball Players Association conference call after Rodriguez sued the union and Major League Baseball to overturn an arbitrator's decision suspending him for the 2014 season and postseason. Details were first reported Tuesday by Yahoo Sports and later confirmed to the Associated Press by a person familiar with that call. The union and Rodriguez spokesman Ron Berkowitz declined any comments. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. With 25 years' experience, let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.